Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, we've got Annie Heilbrun in studio, who's here to get us ready for this series finale game. Unlike her partner, who's here for Nickelodeon Day.
Bill loves SpongeBob.
I do. I have a dog named Patrick. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea, SpongeBob
SquarePants. I'm not making this stuff up, guys. I can't even make this up.
We know we'll see some baseball today, but will Bill get to see Patrick and SpongeBob?
I think Blooper could get SpongeBob on the couch.
Hey.
I'm just saying, forget Taylor Swift. SpongeBob, we're going to get, all
right? If we can get SpongeBob here, I'll ask for an autograph.
Do it, and a pic. Well, you'll have a video picture.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Annie Heilbrun and Bill Center.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Beautiful Sunday at Petco Park, and it is Nickelodeon Day, like you guys heard in the intro. A lot of kids going out there trying to find SpongeBob, trying to find Patrick. Bill was out there earlier trying to find them as well. I don't think he was successful.
No, but, I haven't seen him yet.
But they didn't come by the dugout, so we didn't see him down there. But, you know, Nickelodeon Day, big deal. I mean, this has got to rank in one of your top days because of the chance of running into SpongeBob or Patrick.
I'm a huge fan.
He's not denying it, guys.
It's a well-done there's a little bit in that show that, I mean, it's for kids, but every once in a while there's a joke in there that's for adults.
Absolutely.
And it's great.
A lot of, like, good adult humor.
It's like Rocky and Bullwinkle used to be. Right. The kids would love it, and then there'd be adult jokes. So.
You know, Blooper here couldn't get Taylor Swift. Well, we don't know. He might still get Taylor Swift.
He might get her.
Who couldn't he get earlier? There was someone else. Was it
Conan O'Brien,
but there was another musician. There was
I got Nelly. I got Lil Jon.
Right.
Who played out there? There was a concert.
McCartney and the Stones.
McCartney and the Stones. Okay, could have get them, but I don't know that he can get SpongeBob and Patrick, but I do think that if he does get them on the couch with you, that is a win.
That's a great.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, it was a win.
Right. Lil Jon and SpongeBob, my ear would be made.
You can put it on your resume.
Right.
Not that you need a resume for anything, but you can put it on
Thanks.
There. That you can put it. You can rank up there with some of your top moments in
Never
baseball.
Had a resume.
Why would you need one? You've been able to hold your job.
I never even applied for the job at the Union Tribune.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Remember when the papers merged?
Yes.
There was no thing that I ever applied for a job.
You just were there at the right place, right time, and they said, hey, Bill.
That's it. I just went to work.
And you kept working. You're still working. All right. How about these Padres? They're still working, too.
Right.
They are in the middle of they're at the end. They're on the last day of a 10-game homestand. They leave tomorrow. They head to New York, and they will play Tuesday against the Mets. Speaking of the Mets, just real quick, Zach Greinke busted on that 45 that scoreless inning streak.
45 and a third.
That's what it was.
Jacob DeGrom, his opposing pitcher, got a RBI and a ground out.
A fielder's choice.
Right.
A fielder's choice is what ends that.
Right. And they're looking for an appeal and didn't come.
Oh.
So it's all over.
It is over.
Right.
That is a tough way for it to end.
That's an incredible run.
It is.
I mean,
no,
that's
it
five.
Is.
That's
it
five
is.
Shutouts back
it
to
is.
Back.
It's really, really good. All right. How about these Padres? This homestand, 5 wins, 3 losses. Of course, you know, that game last Sunday was Knicks, so that one didn't count. That one's postponed. And then they're today, you know, hopefully going to be able to string up another win.
Back-to-back 3-1 wins. Great pitching both games.
Right.
Really timely hitting and a pretty darn good defense. I thought the last 2 nights were about as good all-around games. Okay, you could like a little more offense. They had a lot of opportunities. The RISP hitting wasn't real good. But in terms of pitching, defense, and getting runs across clutch times, those were probably as good a 2 games back-to-back as they've had.
Exactly, and they had some long ball in there. They had, like you said, some solid consecutive pitching where starters over multiple days were able to do a good job. And then the relief last night was better than we
both
had seen.
Nights.
Both nights, thank you. Was better than we had seen during the series with the Giants. So does it change anything for you? I know that there was talk from the front office about this stretch being – make or break. I don't want to say
I
make
think
or break,
today's
but
game
for
is
the
pretty,
trades.
I think today's game is when, after today, they reevaluate. They would have to win today's game. If they won today's game and things broke just right, they would only be 6 back in the wild card race.
Absolutely.
Now they've got 6 teams to jump, but that would at least still have you saying, is there an outside chance? But when you look at the numbers, it is really hard. Say it takes 90 wins to get a wild card. Padres pretty much would have to go, I think it's 44 and 20 from here to the rest to get to 90 wins. So that's tough.
You would have to be just at the very height
right.
of your game.
Right.
And then also you're not operating in a vacuum. So you've got to also be able to –
Everything would have to break your
way. Everything would have to break your way. So they're 46 and 52 as it sits right now. The trade deadline is on Friday. And it was a little weird today in the clubhouse. You're kind of looking around going,
this
could
look
a little different.
Right.
Yeah.
What players will be back? Other interesting little thing to that is Ian Kennedy is one of the guys that's getting some interest. He's scheduled to pitch on trade deadline day. So there could be another thing thrown into the mix.
Scheduled to pitch on trade deadline day. He's also scheduled to become a father for the fourth time.
Right.
That day, on that same day. So maybe the baby will be a little early, a little late, or whatever.
And he could be gone. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's a really interesting time.
He had been traded from the Diamondbacks to the Padres on the day he had to pitch the last start.
Right. And last year there were rumors that he could be traded again. So he had to go through that his first year here.
It's a lot to go through. And then he had a good game last night.
By the way, first 10 starts of the year, Ian Kennedy, 6.48. Last 8 starts, 2.44. So he's pitched a lot better than people really give him credit for.
He said that not being in the rhythm in the start of the season last night, he said it was kind of weird for him, came off the DL to pitch a few times, not very good with his command, and then he felt like the last month or so, like Bill said, he was able to have that command, and it's been a lot better for him.
Well, not only command. Early in the year, it didn't look like he had any late life on his fastball. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem to have much movement. And when that happens and you're that fringe – when I say fringe fastball pitcher – I don't mean he's a fringe pitcher. I mean his fastball is just at that fringe of where it's really a killer pitch and a good pitch.
Yeah.
And he's got a little better late life. His velocity's back up to 92, 94. So
it's a good thing and a bad thing because, of course, when you look at the newspapers and things this morning, there's a lot of talk about Ian Kennedy also being on that trade.
Absolutely.
Guy is block, and so but you see him pitch so well last night, and you think, well, people are going to look at him and see his value. Of course, he does have a lot of value, so we'll see.
I like Ian. I hope he's here. And there are a couple other players, real quick.
Yeah.
Will Venable is. They're also talking that he might be traded because he's in this thing where he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. With all the moves they're making and how they want to improve the club, I really of the mind that Will Venable is a player I want to keep, and I'll tell you why. He doesn't mind being a fourth outfielder, which is what he is. He's a really good guy. He's somebody who can link the players coming in to the players that are being in past and the organization. When you bring all that together, you've got to have somebody that gives you consistency. A couple years ago, Doug Brocale in the bullpen was like the mother hen to a bunch of young relievers. They let him go, and they lost some of that chemistry out there for a while. And I think that Will Venable is sort of a player you really want to look at and say, hey, if we can get him to accept this as a free agent, he's an important part of this team because he gives you so many things. Doesn't have to be a starter, fourth outfielder.
To Bill's point, and I'll make it quick. I know we're gonna head a break here. Will Venable, it's a cliche as far as good guys and things like that. But let me tell you, he is so respected by the new guys that have come in, by the veteran guys, by the star players for the way he works, for the way that he puts himself out there, for the attitude that he has. And so, just to your point, he is that bridge.
Right.
He
and
is
the
that
community.
Conduit.
And
the community.
He does so many things in the community.
Yeah.
So.
And he's been clutch this year.
Right.
He's been clutch in so many moments.
Yeah, well, he's streaky. That's the one thing.
Bill.
He's really streaky. He's leading off. So, I mean, you got to be honest here.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's probably kept him out of the starting lineup
for quite a few years, right?
Is the fact that he is so hot, he's hot and cold.
And you don't know when those winds are going to change. And
when
it's,
it does, when he's a very good player.
So, all right, we want to remind you that the Padres want you to join Pedal the Cause and raise money for San Diego's world-renowned cancer-fighting centers. You can ride, volunteer, be a virtual rider, or donate. Anyone can ride, join Team Padres, or ride on your own. To learn more or to register, visit gopedal.org/register. And everyone watching, we do have a segment with Nelly That was taped yesterday. We're going to bring that to you today. Stay with us right here on Padres Social Hour. We'll be right back.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. We are at Petco Park inside the Western Metal Supply building down in the team store. If you're coming to the ballpark today, you can definitely come down, say hi. And you know what? We have Jack in here today.
Right.
Watching the show, Jack used his compadres points, his compadres rewards points to watch the show. Jack gave us a wave. He just gave us a wave. He did. Exactly.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So he's
though.
Here. Right. He's on
I didn't
set.
Know people could do that.
Right.
So
I didn't either.
We welcome you, Jack. Yeah. But, you know, you rack up those compadres points and you can use them for cool things.
Right.
I like it. Okay. Bill, we were talking about last night's game, and we want to mention the firehouse sub of the game, and that was, I think, Brandon Maurer. Do you agree?
Maurer did a great job. And second straight night that the Marlins have had a runner on third, and they didn't,
stranded.
With nobody out,
right.
And didn't get him home. But Maurer last night did an excellent job of pinning him there with an assist. I mean, first out he got was the ground ball to Solarte. Solarte did a great job of looking the runner back. And then the line drive to center.
So
Will came running in, made a great catch, and threw a strike to the plate. And here the catcher, the Real Muto, the catcher, was on third base. He's the runner. He had tripled. He started to come down the line, and he was coming. And when he saw that throw, he threw on the brakes and raced back to third. That was a great throw. I mean, that was right on the mark. It was low. It was perfect.
And it was just Will Venable doing what he does out there in center field, which is he's such a great center fielder.
Then he
out
gets
there for the
out. Then he gets the second ground out to third base to get out of the inning. So yeah, I think that's a great pick for the sub of the day.
So Brandon Maurer, no outs. He's able to strand that runner at third, like Bill said, with some assists there. And he had some rest on Thursday and Friday night.
Right.
So he didn't pitch Thursday and Friday night, which was what I think he needed.
Well,
right?
he has worked more games than he's ever worked before in his career. So. Yeah, he's going to need some rest here. Even with the All-Star break, he came right back, worked a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
He's now into uncharted territory in his career.
Yeah, I talked to him today. He said he felt so much better with that rest, and they had a good game last night. He said Ian Kennedy just pitched lights out.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to talk about Ian Kennedy. He didn't want to talk about himself, of course, but it was good to see that.
Kennedy made so many good pitches in clutch situations.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up the one-out double. Then he's got runners on first and third with two out, and he strikes. Got the strikeout. He made a lot of good pitches. Seven strikeouts in the first four innings. He was really looked sharp last night.
Awesome. All right, Brandon Maurer, our Firehouse Sub of the game. Make sure to check out the new edition of Firehouse Subs at Petco Park or visit any of their San Diego locations in Point Loma, Escondido, or Encinitas. You doing okay, Bill?
I'm doing fine.
All right. There was some distraction going on, so I just
– No.
No, you're okay. All right, good. I like it. Speaking of relievers, Bill.
Yes.
How about Carter Capps for the Marlins? He pitched last night. He has this very unorthodox style of pitching.
Extremely.
Extremely unorthodox. We call it funky, but let's say what it is.
I can't see how it's legal.
Yeah.
I really can't.
He really steps off of the rubber. I mean, he kind of jumps off of it. I know his toe drags a little.
He sort of leaps forward.
Yeah.
And he's not on the rubber. If you watch slow motion here, he's not on the rubber when he lets go of the ball. In fact, he's off the rubber when his arm's coming forward. And everything in the rule book says that's not right. He's actually throwing the ball from about 58 feet, not 60 feet. So
it is bizarre.
It is really strange.
There's a big discussion. If you're watching the show, I'm interested in what you guys think. So is Bill. Tweet us, hashtag PadresSH or Padres.com/social hour. Do you think this should be legal? Now, the argument being,
right,
if it's something they've done their whole life, is that the argument?
There is a rule in baseball, and a former Padre was once, there was a huge debate regarding Akinori Otsuka, who was a relief pitcher, always pitched from the stretch, and at the top of the stretch, as he was delivering the ball, he'd tap his glove twice with the ball as he was coming forward. And that's a balk. There is no question. That is a balk. And managers would question it, and Major League Baseball ruled that is the way he had pitched his entire life, and that once you saw it, you knew what he was doing, it's not a balk. So, and that's why he was allowed to pitch that way. And I haven't seen a ruling on Caps, but I've got to think that it's the same thing. This is the way he's pitched all of his life.
Yeah.
And so
far, no one's right. – I mean, there hasn't been any move to shut him down from pitching that way.
And I'm sure there's been questions mm-hmm. raised. I'm sure that the first time any manager saw that, they were going, whoa.
Whoa. Right. Even did Pat Murphy last night, I think he said he's never seen anything.
Right, no.
Anything like that. And it just – again, the amount of room that he gets right. off of the rubber just
and he does
seems illegal.
And he propels himself off yes. the rubber. He sort of leaps off
he's
the rubber.
He's using that momentum.
Right, to deliver the ball.
I am interested to see what would happen in that situation. I mean, would they come out with a ruling? If indeed that they say that this isn't okay, this isn't. Would they come out with a ruling after the season ends
after
and say you've got to change
right.
your
right.
the way you do it?
They wouldn't do anything in the middle of the season.
Right.
But to be perfectly honest, this guy's pitched all his life this way. And if Akinori Otsuka had pitched all the – and they had never been called on it,
yeah.
and then you make the change – you're basically going to ruin the guy's career.
Yeah, you can't. You've already set that precedent that if it's something you've
right.
done your whole life, and
right.
again, it is something that he's been able to
right.
to work at and do.
You haven't changed it when he was in the minors. You didn't change it before he got here. You let him do it already.
Now it's his style.
Right. So now if you're forcing him to change it, you're probably going to. This is a major part of how he pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy to change all your mechanics.
I can't believe that he's gotten this far without
right.
someone being like, "Wait, whoa!" I mean, like you said, I'm sure there's been questions, but I just can't believe that it's gone on that
right.
long. Because when you watch that slow mo, I mean,
it's totally different than
yeah.
anything I've seen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the interesting thing for me to see. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, we have so much more. We've got Nelly in the next segment. We've got some special guests coming up, some surprises later in the show that I want people to stick around for. I think they're going to like it. I think they're going to enjoy these surprises. Baseball Night in San Diego returns on Saturday, August 8th with an all-fan giveaway. Every fan in attendance will receive a Templeton or Santiago throwback replica jersey presented by Fox Sports San Diego. Catch the Padres take on the Phillies at 5:40 p.m. Get tickets today at Padres.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour on Nickelodeon Day here at the ballpark.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studios. It is Nickelodeon Day. It is Military Day. It was Photo Day, where all the kids are on
right.
the warning track, and they're taking pictures with the players.
No signatures, Photo Day.
Huge. I mean,
right.
there's a lot going on. Look
is,
at all those kids.
Right.
Look at them.
Right.
And the players go around and take pictures. And wait, it's pictures, right?
I could remember
yeah.
when I was a fan of the young fan of the minor league Padres. It would have been yeah. great to have a photo day.
Oh yeah.
To be able to get my picture with Rudy Regalado.
That's like gonna
right.
that makes their day. That
right.
makes their week. They're gonna. That's huge. Okay, Bill, we got some tweets about Carter Capps and the delivery that he has. Richard says he doesn't have an opinion on Cap's delivery, but that looks like hell on his ankle.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
And, right.
Yeah.
And that's a good point because, yeah, it does stress. I mean,
yeah.
this is
yeah.
a completely different way than other people pitch.
Absolutely. So. And then Jay Gordon, DODE, definitely illegal, has to be in contact with rubber. If he's done that forever, it's the fault of the league he started in. And that was to your point, Bill.
Right.
They've let him do it. So
right.
what can you do now? Yeah.
Well.
Don't tell me yet because I'm going to put you on the Cholula hot seat.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on the Cholula hot seat and I'm going to ask you, what do they do now? Would you make him stop pitching that way? Would you say this is illegal? You're not allowed to do this in the major leagues?
It would be very hard because, to be perfectly honest, I don't see how he could make an adjustment from that and remain a major league pitcher. So if you force him to adjust now that he's made it this far, you're basically telling him that your career is over. You may not be able to pitch any other way. And there are an awful lot of guys that can only do it one way. And I don't think that it would be right, having let him get this far,
mm-hmm.
to tell him, okay, now you've got to change.
Yeah, this isn't his fault. This is the fault of the people that have – well, not fault, but the
right.
people who have let him pitch this way.
Right.
You know, it's the responsibility of them. So
right.
that's what Bill's saying. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Bill, did you do any dancing to Nelly last night?
No, I was working in the press box as he was out in
okay.
the field.
Bill was the last one working in the press box last night. You were catching up on everything.
Yeah, trying to catch up.
Did you? Could you hear him?
Yes.
Did you say to yourself, it's getting hot in here?
No.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and
background noise. It's funny because people know me. Background noise does not bother me at all. There can be a fireworks show, and there have been times actually where they've had fireworks, and somebody afterwards has said, "Hey, what did you think of the fireworks?" And I didn't even know they were there.
So you didn't put on your Air Force Ones?
No.
Or drink any pimp juice?
No.
Okay. Jeez. All right. We're going I'm throwing songs at you there, Bill. I know. You're cutting me off right here. All right, Mike Grace did catch up with Nelly before the game started. So we're gonna go ahead and go to that right now. Here's Mike Grace with Nelly.
A couple weeks ago, we had Lil Jon here, and today, very happy to welcome Nelly to the couch. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm really good. You are gonna take the stage here a little later after tonight's game, and yeah. I gotta tell you. People have been fired up about this concert that you're going to put on here a little later. You excited to be in San Diego, put this on here at a baseball game?
Of course, man. San Diego has always showed Nelly an unbelievable amount of love and support all throughout my career. So, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan and all that. So, you know, getting a chance to come out, the land of Tony Gwynn.
That's right. Absolutely.
The land of Tony Gwynn is an honor, man. I appreciate the love.
Good, good, good. I know you've shown yourself to be a big sports fan over the years, from St. Louis, fan of all those teams. You know, what was your athletic upbringing? Did you play a lot of sports? What sports did you play?
Well, I mean, growing up in St. Louis, you know, baseball is like number one, you know. So I played a lot of baseball all throughout, you know, childhood, high school, some after high school, things like that. So baseball, but I played a lot. A different sport. I played basketball and football as well in high school, but baseball, I would probably say, as far as my physical attributes, was probably the one that a lot of us thought would probably be the thing for Nelly, other than music.
What kind of a baseball player were you? I'm guessing you're fast.
I played shortstop, second base, center field. I can play wherever, but majority of what I did was, especially playing varsity, you know, coming in as a freshman and things like that. Freshman year, I played second.
Okay.
Then I kind of slid because we had an awesome shortstop when I got there, you know. And then by the time I was like sophomore going into my junior year, I was over there at shortstop.
So coming from St. Louis, St. Louis and San Diego are in kind of in similar situations right now in the football situation.
Yeah.
Both teams might be trying to get to L.A. How are you feeling about the Rams situation and maybe sneaking out of St. Louis?
Well, I don't think they'll be sneaking. I think everybody's looking at this point.
True.
So
Bad choice of words there.
Yeah, but no, it's okay. Well, I tell you what, this is one time I hope you guys win.
That's what I say when everybody asks me. I hope St. Louis and Oakland beat them to L.A. and we get to stay.
Well, it's tough, you know what I mean? But you understand the business aspects of it and things that happen. But, you know, I know it's a lot of people there, such as myself, that definitely love and support the Rams and would hate to see them go.
Now, I remember Country Grammar when I was in college, when you kind of broke onto the scene, and you've just continued to have success. What do you attribute such a long, sustained career to? I mean, how is this working out for you so well?
I think just fans supporting you, but also understanding that things change and, you know, you try to change as much as you can with it, but not changing yourself. You know what I mean? You have to find that thin line, and I think when artists do that, they are able to go on and continue to have, you know, such long-standing careers. But, again, we're nothing without fans supporting us, without fans growing up with us and understanding the change of life that is with music.
And you've seen the industry change, going into social media and record sales, into touring. It's just a totally different business than when you first started, right?
Yeah. Well, touring is pretty much the same. You know, shows are shows. But as far as the music business, exactly. But everything has changed, you know, with social media. So, you know, evolution is inevitable. So, you know, you have to be prepared, and you either have to change with it or get left behind.
Now you just finished Nellyville, I think, just wrapped up its second season. You've done some acting. Is that something you want to do more of? You enjoy that side of the entertainment business?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely, again, I want to explore all aspects of Nelly that could be explored within myself. So Nellyville was something that I thought would be really dope because I thought it would get a chance to show someone such as myself, a single father in hip-hop, but also being a father. I don't think we get enough credit for taking part in our kids' lives as much as we do. I know people see the negative stereotypes about rappers and hip-hop, and they don't see so much of the positive things that we really are doing on a daily basis. So I thought that was an interesting situation to be shown.
Really good stuff here with Nelly. Going to play the post-game concert tonight.
Yeah,
what are you working on? I'm sure you've always got a million things in the hopper.
Yeah.
What's in production for you right now?
Well, right now, again, we just, like you said, we just wrapped up, finished shooting Nellyville, which if you haven't got a chance, make sure you check that out on BET every Tuesday night. Getting ready to drop a single with myself and Jeremiah called The Fix. That's really dope. And doing more music, working with my daughter, Chanel. She's working on her music thing. Also my son / nephew, JGE, their music career and things of that nature. Also getting ready, Real Husbands of Hollywood. We're about to start shooting that pretty soon. So just getting off the road, man. I mean, just busy.
Sounds like,
you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you stopping by, talking to
us.
Have a great show tonight. Enjoy the game.
I
and really appreciate you talking with us, man.
No problem, man.
All
thanks
right.
for having me.
All good. Have a great show, and more Padres Social Hour coming up right
Let's
after
do it.
This.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres
this
Social
is great.
Hour.
This
it is
great.
Nickelodeon Day, and we are joined with two special guests. I think Bill is somewhere in here, but
right.
Right past SpongeBob's nose.
Right.
Bill, you there?
I'm
Give me
here.
A wave. Give me a wave.
This is great. This is absolutely great.
We've got SpongeBob SquarePants. We've got Patrick in here. It's Nickelodeon Day.
I feel
Day.
Like Squidward.
Bill's right in the middle. Bill, this is probably a dream come true for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just
I don't
like
know if
meeting
life could
Ted
get any
Williams.
Better. That's just it. For me, I know for me, this is probably going to rank on one of my all-time interviews. How are you guys doing today? How are you doing? Are you doing well? I'm going to take that as a yes. It's a good yes. We've got some thumbs up right here. Are you guys Padres fans? SpongeBob, are you a Padres fan? You know, do you like being here at Petco Park? Yeah, I feel it.
I feel like I'm living in Bikini Bottom.
There it is, SpongeBob SquarePants. He lives in a pineapple under the seat.
Right.
And how about you, Patrick? Let me see a few dance moves. Do you have a favorite dance move that you can give us? There we go. There we go. Oh, yeah.
See, my wife and I have a dog named Patrick, which my wife thinks was named after somebody else, but it's named after this guy.
Bill, how did you fall into so much love with SpongeBob SquarePants?
I just, years ago, I have to have a TV on when I'm working at home.
Okay.
I have to have noise. And I started watching it, and it's like, hey, this is just not this is just not for kids. There are jokes in here. The one I loved was when SpongeBob was learning how to swim and had the water wings on his.
Do you remember that, SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was my all-time favorite one. It was like, okay, I get it.
And so, you know, you've been able to follow them ever since, and
right.
now you're meeting them.
No Krabby Patties. I'm a little disappointed here.
Are you guys going to be able to sustain yourselves out of the water for this long? I'm sure they're taking good care of you. You're maybe, you know, getting a good soak every once in a while, that sort of thing. Oh no, don't fall. Don't fall, Patrick. We need you to stay healthy here. We'll get you some stuff. They've got a whole team inside of the studio here.
Right.
That's
I wish
sure.
I had a chance to have called my granddaughter beforehand and say, hey, you aren't gonna believe what's gonna happen here.
Bill is going to be the coolest grandpa around because
right.
he's going to be able to show his granddaughter a picture with SpongeBob and Patrick.
Right.
So we're going to have you guys take us out, SpongeBob and Patrick. Give us like some moves. Get us, you know, give us your last. All right. People can see SpongeBob and Patrick. If you're coming to the ballpark, you can take pictures with them. All game long, they'll be out at Petco Park. So if you're on your way, bring your kiddos. Find they're easy to spot. These guys are easy to spot, and they will take pictures with your kiddos. All game long out at Park at the Park, part of Nickelodeon
Sweet.
Day.
Sweet.
We appreciate you guys coming by very, very much. High fives. Oh, hugs.
Ah, that's great.
Bill, of all your career highlights.
This could be one of the. This is it. Right.
Right here. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. I think we just did interviews without sound coming back. It was very exciting. Very exciting. We appreciate you guys coming by. SpongeBob and Patrick, thank you. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour.
We're back with more of San Diego's number one source for everything Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at Petco Park. We're in the Western Metal Supply Building. We were just joined by SpongeBob and Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Loved
they are
it.
Here for
Loved
Nickelodeon
it.
Day. Right. Bill, that was a surprise for you, Bill.
Right.
What did you think of all that?
I'm a big fan. I mean, I know people look at me and say, what? But I have always enjoyed, I'll have, you know, like during the morning, I'll have TV on it at my little office at home. And many times I'll just have SpongeBob on.
How did that rank? Because now you're going to be able to say SpongeBob, Patrick, and Lil Jon.
Right.
I mean, how did that rank as far as, like, I know Lil Jon was pretty exciting,
right.
too. This was a little different because
well,
they couldn't
talk. This
is
probably just a little bit
yeah.
below being sitting in Tony Gwynn's home invited by him as a friend. When he got the call from the Hall of Fame. Just a little bit
it's
below
a close
that.
Second.
Right, right.
It's a close second.
But
I mean, Lil nothing John, tops that.
Little,
but
Lil John now sort of slides into third.
Lil John, you're right. getting, I mean, third is still admirable,
right.
but
yeah.
Lil John, you just got overtaken
right.
by SpongeBob and Patrick.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going with that. I'm excited that you've had such wonderful guests to
right.
to do that
That's
with.
Great.
It is good. So, all right. So, SpongeBob and Patrick out at Park at the Park for the entire game. Like I said, your grandkids are going to be
right.
so jealous.
Granddaughter's going to be,
yeah.
what the?
You're going to be the biggest celebrity to her,
right.
though, because you were able to do that. So, we appreciate them coming by. It was a lot
Phoebe,
of fun.
I was over there a couple of weeks ago. Phoebe looked at me and she says, what are you doing on TV, Grandpa?
How does that work?
Yeah.
Why are you there? Why can't I touch you? Okay. We have actually, we're going to get into, speaking of the Hall of Fame and Tony Gwynn, we're going to get into a lot of Hall of Fame talk here in a second. Trevor Hoffman, Ichiro, we've got some just different segues about the Hall of Fame to go into. But first I want to talk injuries because there was quite a lengthy injury report.
Right.
Starting with Will Myers and the injury report sponsored by AMR Medical Response. Will Myers has a little bit of a setback, a precautionary setback.
Well, they don't know if it's a setback yet. He hit yesterday, or he didn't hit. He swung a light bat. Ball players with hand injuries and wrist injuries, their first step back is to swing a shorter bat, a lighter bat, and they just sort of go through the motions of swinging to see how they're feeling.
Right.
Well, his left wrist afterwards didn't have any pain during it. Afterwards was felt some soreness. He's going to Arizona tomorrow to meet with the doctor who did the surgery, Dr. Dan Sheridan. And if the doctor says there's no problem, he's going to then fly and rejoin the Padres and keep going through the schedule, the rehab schedule he's on.
And that was the original plan. So it could be that this is nothing. It could
right.
be that he goes, he visits the doctor, the doctor's like, just a little bit
right.
of normal soreness or inflammation or whatever, it's okay.
Or slow it down for a couple days.
Got
right
it.
Now they're saying it could be a 24 to 48 hour setback.
Got it. So we just got to wait and see on
right.
that, just like he is right there. Brandon Morrow, 40 pitches last night.
Right.
Did well,
right?
They don't see any problems
no
with
problem.
Him.
He's going to extend it out to 4 innings and 60 pitches next time. And then that would take the third rehab assignment, if all goes well, to 5 innings and 75 pitches. Mm-hmm. At that point, he would be ready to join. His next step would be a regular start up here. That could be as soon.
Yeah.
If everything goes well, August 14th.
Yeah, that could be a couple weeks.
Right.
That could be
August
right
14th.
Tim Fedorovich was catching Brandon
mm-hmm.
Morrow last
right.
night. Squatting, doing all of those catching things.
Right.
The only thing he's not doing is running.
Well, he's running on the bases when he gets on base, and but he's not like he's not sprinting. He's he's running when he has to be on base. He only has 7 more days of his 20-day rehab assignment. He has to rejoin the Padres next the trading deadline day next Friday. His time actually runs out in rehab assignment, so he's got to rejoin the Padres then.
So that's coming up.
Well, they'll have to make a. They've got a couple.
They've
got to
make
decisions.
They've got
right.
to make a decision.
They
right.
could keep 3 catchers and play Derek Norris at first base or somewhere else, or they could send. Austin Hedges needs to hit every day. They're talking about him doing that in winter ball. They could also send him back to El Paso for the end of the season. So. Those are possibilities.
A few things to look for there.
Right.
And then Corey Spangenberg flies to Arizona as well.
Right.
And he's just going to continue his rehab and hopefully join
right.
the road
trip. He'll start rehabbing at the extended spring training camp in Peoria.
There you go.
He's got a lot of work to do. He hasn't made any lateral movements yet. He's fielded balls coming in. But he hasn't really made any lateral movements on that on the bone bruise on his left knee.
Yeah, still dealing with that,
right.
And so.
But
again,
there's been
progressing.
Improvement.
Yeah,
there has been considerable improvement the last couple days.
So those are all things to watch for, and I'm sure a lot of eyes, following again Will Myers and what happens over the
right.
next 1 or 2 days with him. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amr-sandiego.com. We're talking about the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame weekend is upon us right now. We're talking about the Hall of Fame. We've got two different things to go with here. Trevor Hoffman is one, and Ichiro Suzuki is another one. I wanted to just quickly start with Hoffman.
Hoffman's up for
eligibility this
right.
season.
He will come up for the first time to be voted on this season. I would think that he will be a first ballot pick. He held the saves record until it was broken by Mariano Rivera. Mm-hmm. There is still some reluctance among some voters to put closers in the Hall of Fame. It's been a question before. And there is a group of voters out there, and I will call them the New York Bloc, that believe that Mariano Rivera should be the next closer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could see Hoffman going in as a first ballot pick, but I could also, I fear, honestly, that there might be some resistance to that, and it's the way that the process is. I don't agree with it. If a person is in the Hall, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, he deserves to go in on the first ballot. But I know there is some reluctance. There's some different feelings out there, and it's all part of the game that the way the Hall of Fame is voted for.
And I bring it up for that reason. In San Diego, we're very used to Trevor Hoffman's heroics. We're used to the great player that he is, and it seems almost asinine for some people out there watching that are like, wait, how would Trevor Hoffman not be inducted right away into the Hall of Fame? But when you think about it, 310 players in the Hall of Fame, only 5 are dedicated relievers.
Right.
And like you just said, Mariano Rivera has more saves and is, I think, eligible the season after Hoffman. And so they might wait for him. They might not put Hoffman in at all. It's not a no-brainer.
No. Hoffman
will go in eventually.
Hoffman is eventually in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. I want to see it on the first ballot. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid it might be the second or the third ballot. But he will be in the Hall of Fame.
Do you think Mariano Rivera first ballot?
I think Mariano Rivera will be a first ballot because of what he did in the playoffs, postseason, where the Yankees were. I mean, Mariano will be a first ballot pick.
Yeah, and so, again, it's like you said, there's some politics. There's some different.
There's horrible politics.
Yeah,
in that
it's not just
process.
Cut and dry
as
it should be sometimes.
I mean, nobody's ever been a unanimous pick. And, and can you tell me that guys like Ripken and Gwynn and Tom Seaver and there have been a lot of players that should have been unanimous picks, and none ever have been, and that tells you about the politics.
Exactly right. And speaking of future Hall of Famers, Ichiro, we were talking about him before the show, was going to be a San Diego – or was
there
possibly
was,
going to be a Padre.
He actually wanted to play here.
So tell us about that.
One of his best friends was a player we were talking about earlier, Akinori Otsuka.
Yes.
And when Otsuka was with the Padres, Ichiro visited San Diego, really fell in love with the place. Last winter, he chose to be his new agent, Tony Gwynn's former agent, John Boggs. And part of that was Ichiro's desire to play with the Padres.
Really wanted to get here.
He really wanted to get here. Well, then the Padres went out and signed. They traded for Kemp and Upton and Will Myers, and they filled up their outfield knowing that Will Venable was going to be their fourth outfielder. They didn't have a spot for him. So there was nothing that the Padres could do. There was nothing Ichiro could do, but he did want to play here.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
I mean, you know, just to think
and
that.
This is one of the really great hitters of our era. I mean, what he can do with the bat, and the way he sort of falls toward first base when he swings. I love his approach. Can I run stat past you?
What was that?
Okay, Friday night or Thursday night, Ross strikes out Ichiro the first 2 times he comes at bat on Thursday.
Yes.
It's only the 144th time in his career that Ichiro has struck out twice in a game.
That's insane.
Right. Tony Gwynn, 34 games where he struck out twice. So
okay, say that one more time. So Tony Gwynn, 34, and then Ichiro was
144.
144.
And this is
it makes you realize.
Ichiro is one of the great contact hitters in this era. And it just makes you realize how phenomenal Tony Gwynn was.
When you listen to those numbers, 34 times.
That's it. Right.
I mean, that's just insane. That's just you don't see that. I mean, that's all right. Well, that's it. That's an excellent stat. That's an excellent get right there. So yeah, I think all of that, like you just said, you know, just the different shapes that the rosters can take depending on a few days here or there that things happen and suddenly, you know, someone goes here, someone goes there, and your roster is different than and who knows, you know. So a lot of that is just the game of baseball and how things get done at that. What time?
Yeah.
Right timing is really what I'm trying to say.
Would have been great to see Ichiro get his 3,000th hit as a Padre. Then you would have had three, Gwynn, Ricky Henderson, and Ichiro.
You remind me when you say that of, do you ever see the commercials where Kermit sips his tea? But that's none of my business. Right. Bill just had those. That's none of my business. That was great. That was great. Appreciate that, Bill. All right. We'll be right back. More Padres Social Hour. If you're watching, join us on Twitter, hashtag PadresSH, or on Padres.com/social hour if you want to chat. We'll be right back.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Padres getting ready for Game 4 against the Marlins, and they're finishing out their 10-game homestand. It is Nickelodeon Day here. We were just joined by SpongeBob and Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants, and we got some tweets coming in about that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I think the first one we got is from Richard from G Darklighter. Padres Central hanging with SpongeBob and Patrick is amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really cool. All right, and then from The Standard from Darren Anthony. This is great, haha. SpongeBob Squidward. He called you Squidward and Patrick.
That's how I felt. I felt like Squidward right there, just like.
It's perfect.
I could have been a curmudgeon, but I just sort of rolled with the punches.
I loved it. It was perfect.
Squidward really would have been a curmudgeon, so.
I think so.
Right. Oh,
I think
absolutely.
So. You can play that part, right?
Right.
You don't mind.
Okay. You know that.
You know that role.
Right.
I'm just kidding. All right, let's go to the lineup, Bill. Let's take a look at the lineup. The lineup is presented by United Airlines, proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. Looking a somewhat similar to last night. I think Barmas was in at shortstop last night, so you've got Amarista.
Against the right-hander, Latos.
Thank you. Oh, Matt Latos, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Matt Latos.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of this lineup? Anything that you want to point out?
All right, if Will Venable gets hot in the leadoff spot, mm-hmm. I've always thought that might be his best position. He's never really clicked there. I'd like to really see that sort of work out.
Yeah, you'd want to, right, at this point. Matt Latos, Odrysa Mertespagne.
Right.
You're looking for OD to redeem himself a little, to have a good start. You're looking for OD to have a good start. And Matt Latos kind of has some funny stuff around him that this might be his last start with the Marlins.
Right. So I think the Marlins would like to trade him. I don't know if they can find anybody that's going to take him, but I think they want to trade him.
Always the question.
Right.
Right. All right. And then we've got the head-to-head challenge, Bill.
Right.
So we're going to go to that. You get to pick a player. The couch does, and so does Blooper and whoever.
Blooper won last night.
Blooper won last night. Right. He had Kemp, and whoever has the better game.
I got the first pick, and he's red hot. I'm going with Kemp.
I saw your column about Kemp. 11 extra base hits, and he's hit safely in 11 of the last 13. Seth? Yeah.
Despagne.
Okay.
A team he doesn't normally face. I like that. A division team.
Plus, like, he just want, you know, he's really wanting to go out there and put together a good game. He's been struggling to do that. So, very interesting, right? Any final thoughts as we're heading into this next road trip, Bill? Any kind of a...
Well, it's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see who comes back with the team with this road trip, how they do the first, you know, the next two or three days. Miracles can happen.
Yeah.
If they were to win three straight and the other teams in the wild card were all to lose, you know, then you're maybe three back and you got to be thinking at the last second, what do we do? So I don't
know. And everything probably happens last second. You think so?
I think that this one's going to go down to the wire. Some of the pieces are beginning to fall. It looks like Johnny Cueto went to the Royals today.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start to fall, then they'll fall faster. But,
and then it's the domino effect, right?
The one thing I don't want is I don't want to see – I like the nucleus. I think moving forward, I think you can build around guys like Will Myers and Matt. And I don't want to really mess up the nucleus.
Yeah.
I like what they did last winter. It hasn't worked out, but that doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bath.
Right. You keep the core. You sort of, you know, fudge some things here or there if you need to. Take a look at it from a business standpoint, but you keep that core together.
And this is a lot different ball club with Will Myers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We appreciate you watching here on Nickelodeon Day on Military Sunday. Thanks so much for watching Padres Social Hour. Enjoy the game, everyone.